Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to The Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is the place where you get to turn your vibe on. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. So you're in the right place today. Now, I want to continue a conversation that I started in the previous show. And that was the things that a queen conscious woman works on while she's actually waiting for her ideal partner. And I want to pursue the fact that it's always a great thing. It's always the main thing when you have God in your heart. Okay? So for those that love God, when you love God with all of your heart, then your relationships, any subsequent relationships, are funneled through that love for God. But your love for God keeps you in a place where you're never broken over another person not being in your life. And I found that when I put God first in my life, I focused on the relationship that I have with God, that I have with my Holy Spirit. And I believe in what God has said about me, that I'm wonderfully made, that I'm created for a purpose, that I'm packaged for a purpose, that he has put a vision in me. When I focused on that and became obsessed about that, that's when things fell in place around me, okay? Because the vision that you have inside of you will always add value to another person's life, many people's lives, okay, if you pursue it correctly. So my question is, do you have a desire for God? Because if you have a desire for God, that hungering and that thirsting after God is actually enough to sustain you emotionally. That hungering to know yourself through how God sees you is enough to actually hold you and to keep you firmly in the ground. Okay, so if you imagine a palm tree, when the wind blows, doesn't matter how strong the wind is, it's still standing. Okay, so that, use that as a metaphor for the V part of the formula, vibe, and really turning your vision onto yourself. Because a lot of people are actually blind to who they truly are. So this is about really turning your vision on and understanding how powerful you are as a human being and knowing that you're actually created in God's image. So know who you are while you're actually waiting for your mate. Don't pursue a mate, pursue you. You should never be in a position where you're so depressed, you don't know if you should or if you can even go on because you're so depressed. You don't even know if you should live and all that kind of stuff. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7, 32, but I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried, referring to the single women and the single men, care for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. See, when you have that thirst for God, that thirst for that relationship between you and God, it means that you're so consumed with the things of God, that you don't have room to obsess over the fact that you don't have a certain person in your life. You know, that you haven't had children yet, that you're not married, you're not busy comparing yourself to others. Okay, so what you are concerned about is that about the things that belong to the Lord, and who you are in the Lord. Okay, so what are the things that you need to learn to grow about yourself? What is it that you need to grow in? What are the areas that you need to grow in? So you need to ask yourself questions. Am I financially secure? Are there financial information or knowledge that I need to learn in order to become financially secure? Now, while you're obsessing over when he's coming into your life, you know, your finances are messed up, okay? You're obsessing here about whether he's coming into your life, but your finances are messed up. I want you to catch that, okay? So what should you be working on? You should be working on your personal financial situation. Because look, here's the reality, okay? You don't have a generation of men anymore who are rising up and saying, okay, I'm going to find myself a good wife and I'm going to take care of her financially. Yeah, it's not that easy to find that kind of man. That kind of man is rare. He does exist. But the way that society is at the moment, you more find it's the other way around, okay? Where a lot of men are actually saying, I'm going to find a woman who can take care of me financially. In fact, about it, this is the day and the hour of the power couple. So when you think about Jay-Z and Beyoncé, you know, it's about a man and a woman coming together and doing great things and bringing their contributions equally to the table. Now, is it right for a man to take care of his wife? Of course it is. If a man can, he should, absolutely. But a woman should also have a desire. Yeah, I'm about teaching women that you should always position yourself where you not financially dependent on a man, even if he's a good man. Because even if he is the greatest guy in the world and will work and will take care of you, you're not certain of his lifespan, okay? What if he dies prematurely and you need to take care of yourself? What are you going to do? And I actually know somebody that went through that. I remember going to the hairdresser last year. And the hairdresser told me that her husband was a wonderful man. But he died and left her with kids. And she had no idea how to deal with the finances. And so she found herself now working in a hairdresser. Okay? So you've got to kind of think about your finance. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What should you be doing while you're sitting there obsessing over when he is coming? You should be focusing on your money. You know, you need to get your money right. Okay, you need to be working on your personal financial circumstances. Okay, so you need to get a job or go and be entrepreneurial. In fact, I would encourage you to be entrepreneurial, okay? You need to be probably continuing your education so that you can qualify for greater earnings. You should be working on that business plan. You need to be developing multiple streams of income, okay? And you don't need to be sitting around obsessing a man. There is so much work to do. What is the point of sitting around and obsessing over a man if you're broke? You see where you can use your energy? You need to use all of that positive vibe that I'm trying to instill in you to get yourself into a good financial situation. You need to be obsessing over yourself, okay? Have you got bad credit? Fix your credit, okay? Have you got bills that need to be paid? Have you got bills that are backed up, that you've got debt, and you actually don't have the means to pay? You need to sort that out, okay? Because as a woman, I know that one of our greatest needs is security. And one of the greatest sources of security, apart from a relationship with my God, okay, is money. Yeah? The Bible says that money answereth all things. A woman needs money, okay? Because the Bible tells us, in fact, that wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. You can't do anything without money. So you need to be working on your finances, your personal financial status. You need to be learning where to invest your money. You need to figure out how to make some money. Get yourself educated. You know, read the series, the books by Robert T. Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Let that be your starting ground. Read Cashflow Quadrant. Get yourself educated. Yeah, so those are two good starting points. And you need to start cutting back on all of your spending on craziness, yeah? A lot of y'all are consumers and you need to leave that alone. Get yourself those books and start looking after yourselves in that area, your financial area. So now let's think about a roof over your head. Now, right now, while you're again sitting and obsessing over when he is coming, do you think you need shelter? Like, if a storm was to come right now, do you need shelter, or are you cool with sleeping in perhaps rental accommodation where you can just about pay the rent? Yeah, you're just like maybe a month away from being kicked out of your home. Yeah, can you see where finance is important? It's, you know, we need to get ourselves right. We need to get ourselves right. Now, I know that some of you, you know, you rent or you lease or whatever, for whatever reasons, and sometimes in very few cases, it makes economic sense to be in that situation. You know, I've not found a scenario in my life where it makes sense for me to give people every month what amounts to sometimes more than a house note or a mortgage, as we say here in London, and something that I'll never own. But when I can take the same amount of money or less and give it to somebody and be able to count down the payments that I'm going to have to make on this roof that I'm going to need for the rest of my life over my head, that makes sense to me, and to be able to say one day, this is mine. So if you don't own the roof over your head, it means that you need to be working on that. Yeah. So what's another point? So I want you to get good men. But I want the men to, you know, the good men, yeah, because I believe there are good men out there, to get good women, okay? Good men should attract good women. Good women should attract good men. And if you don't allow your development, your personal development, to take place, and if you don't evolve and grow, you won't be suitable for the man that you're praying for. You won't be the one that you're looking for. Yeah, you won't be the one that you're looking for. In other words, he is an extension of yourself, okay? You want to be that person when he finds you, because you would have wasted all of your time obsessing over when will he show up for nothing if he's not a match to you, okay? Now, do you have a vision in your heart that you need to express? You know, a lot of you talk about, keep talking about a man. But let me ask you this question. Do you have a need to express the vision that's in your heart? Like, think about it. Why did God put you here? You know, in the previous podcast, I spoke about the fact that you were not born for a relationship first. You were born for a purpose. And that once you identify your purpose, now you can identify a suitable mate who matches your purpose. You see the order. But if you don't know your purpose, you don't know your mate because you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know your purpose, your mate can't recognize you. You know, the Bible tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. Why? Because you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going because you don't know who you are. You see? So you have to locate your personal vision and begin to live in a direction that expresses that vision, or else your life will be miserable. Okay? So if you get a man, and even if you get the right man, but you don't know who you are, after you've created the relationship that you are not prepared for, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you're going to settle down in your thinking and you're going to come back to, why am I here? And so now, even though you're in the grips of what could be an ideal marriage, you'll sabotage it because you didn't do your personal work on yourself before you came into that relationship. Can you see how it works? So fulfillment is not going to come from a relationship, okay? It's not for the other person to fill you up. That's your job. You need to fill up your cup, okay? And some of us, you know, like we need to take what's actually in our cup, which has been instilled in us from since birth. Yeah, we've got some crazy programs running in us that try to sabotage our efforts. We need to take that up and fill it up with some good stuff, okay? So I can tell you right now that fulfillment is not going to come from a relationship, okay? Marriage is not going to bring you fulfillment. Fulfillment comes when you live out your purpose from your being. If you don't live out your purpose for your f from your being, you can marry an absolute perfect man. Well, there aren't any, but there's a man that's perfect for you. But there are no perfect. You can marry Jesus Christ and you will still create problems because a mate is not going to make you happy. A marriage is not going to bring you fulfillment. Fulfillment is only going to come when you express the vision that is in your heart. And right now, a lot of y'all are drunk on desperation. You're drunk on the desperation for a relationship to the point that you don't even realize that a lot of your pain and a lot of your emotional discomfort is really coming from the fact that God created you for a purpose and you're not fulfilling it. And if you don't fulfill your purpose, you will never be fulfilled. You know, Les Brown talks about the graveyard being the richest place where there's dreams and visions that have never yet been fulfilled. Be brave. Okay, what have you got to lose? Follow your dreams. Sounds corny, but follow your dreams, follow your vision. Now, you need to be working on, so let me think, okay? Do you need to be remembered for anything? Okay. Are you that queen, conscious A plus mindset woman that is working on her legacy while she's actually waiting for her mate? Do you want to be remembered for anything? You know, I've seen a lot of people. I've known a lot of people that have passed by. And, when I've listened to their eulogy in church, it's kind of like as if there's something missing, like to a point where they could have done more. They could have done more. And what they're actually saying or describing is a biography of the person. It's where they read the person's life story. And 99% of that biography pertains to what the individual did. So if it's a woman, they'll say that she went to school here, she worked here, she did this, she did that, she did the interest in church, politics, education, whatever, industry she's in. And then at the end of the biography, they may mention that she's the wife of, this person. But the reason why I'm saying this is because you are going to be remembered for what you did. You're going to be remembered for the value that you added. You're going to be remembered for your vision. You're going to be remembered for your legacy. Okay? You're not going to be remembered because you were the wife of such and such, which is just a footnote on the eulogy. You see? You dig it? You understand what I'm saying? Vision. Vision. Fulfilling your vision is all important. Growing up, a lot of us as women were taught that a wedding or a marriage is an accomplishment. But it's really not. You see, a marriage is a relationship and it's a responsibility. It's not an accomplishment. Once you come into a relationship and you're successful at it and you make things happen together, you see, you pursue that common vision together, those become accomplishments. It's what you birth out into the world. And not even just because you stay together, because a lot of people are unhappily married for such a long time, sometimes a whole lifetime. So the relationship alone is not an accomplishment. It's not about the ring. You have to find out who you are. You've got to find out why God put you here, why He packaged you the way you are with the gifts that you have, including the way that you look. Okay, you've got to level up and become the best version of yourself and become all that God has intended you to be. And you have to begin to master that before you get married. I cannot emphasize it enough. And after you get married, okay, so it doesn't stop there. So, in terms of even choosing a mate, you don't even want a man that is going to conflict with what God has put on your heart or in your life to do as an individual. Why? Because you have an intention to leave a legacy. What are you leaving for those that are coming behind you to inherit? What are you leaving for those who are coming behind you to inherit? Do you remember men like Abraham and Isaac in the Bible? Yeah. Where God said that He will multiply their seeds as the stars of the heaven and that He will give them land, okay, that they'll inherit forever. What is your legacy? This is what you need to be working on. So I want you to know that as a prayerful person that meditates on God's and the beautiful universe that He has at our disposal, that you can do this. There are only ever two roads in front of us. It's either you can or you can't. Which road are you going to choose? Because that's all that we have control over, our thoughts, our choices. Even if you were lying in a hospital bed, okay, paralyzed from the neck down, the only thing that you have control over are your thoughts, okay? Your interpretation of the situation. Yeah, you could look at it as an opportunity for change, or you could stay miserable. It's entirely up to you which road you want to walk down. It's just like you could look at a situation and either feel gratitude or ingratitude. So what do I say now? Stop obsessing over getting a man and start obsessing about turning your vision on. Not just on, but up. Just power yourself up. Okay, so I want you to know that I'm praying for you. That, you know, that you will, that the Holy Spirit will open up your understanding to the things that I'm actually sharing with you. You know, because you weren't put here by accident. God has put on your life a unique purpose. And you will come to a place, I'm praying that you will actually come to a place where you're conscious in that you live your life every day for the purpose of maximizing what God has uniquely put in your life. Because I want you to lean on my understanding right now, even if you don't fully understand it yourself. You are a queen. You are of royal priesthood. Yeah, you are. There's no one like you. You are wonderfully made. And I want you to think every day of the blessings that you have. Don't think of the black dots in your life, so to speak. Okay, focus on all of the abundance that is around you. And that is what you need to tap into. Okay, don't get caught up in beliefs that you are less of a person. In fact, when you actually find your worth and act and step out from that place of worth, that's when you will then attract a man who is worthy of you. Okay? So I really want you to embrace that. So I'm praying that you awaken to your true power and you live according to the standard that God has set before you. Now, if any of this resonates with you and you're having problems in your dating life, you're having problems in terms of turning your vision on to who you are and how powerful you really are, and you want to set an intention, whether it be through business or through the type of man that you want to attract in a relationship, or the type of woman that you want to attract in a relationship, or you're struggling with beliefs that you know you want to move forward, but for some reason you're procrastinating and you want to know how to get rid of those limiting beliefs that are holding you back so that you can now flow into expectation, to have the ability to stand firm, to know that whatever it is that you are pursuing will surely come to pass, then I would like you to apply for a consultation with myself at valerieacampbell.com/apply. Okay. Apply for a free consultation. It's around 45 minutes to an hour long. For those women out there who have dating issues and they just want some clarity or some insight into their love life, then I want you to discover 3 secrets which I share on my webinar, okay? And you can access that through valerieacampbell.com/webinar, okay? And that's spelled V-A-L-E-R-I-E, then the letter A, okay? And then Campbell, CampBell.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.